Making a pilgrimage has been part of the Christian way of life for many centuries, and one of the oldest pilgrimage sites in Western Europe has seen a large increase in numbers of visitors recently. It's the ancient sanctuary of St. Patrick, located at Lough Derg in County Donegal, on the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Over the summer months, this remote lake island, also known as St. Patrick's Purgatory, offers a place of peace and personal reconciliation, where pilgrims worship, fast and keep vigil, walking barefoot around the nine stations on the island. Bishop Joseph Duffy of Clocher, in whose diocese Lough Derg lies, speaks with Monsignor Liam McDade about the history of this unusual place of pilgrimage.
Well, the history of Lough Derg goes back a long, long way, and if you want to get the roots of it, you'd really have to go to the Old Testament, where there's a tradition there already of pilgrimage, of people going to a holy place. Right back in the book of Genesis, Jacob went to a place called Bethel because God had appeared there. And then the Jews, of course, went annually to Jerusalem, as we know, to the temple. Early Christians took up that same practice of going to Jerusalem when the persecutions ended in the 4th century. And then later on, we had pilgrims going to Rome very frequently, to the holy places where the tombs of the apostles Peter and Paul were. And so this practice of pilgrimage was very much part of the Christian life from the very early stages, and developed, of course, throughout the Middle Ages in a big way. Not only Rome and Jerusalem, but every country developed its own place of pilgrimage. And in Ireland, Lough Derg became this, if you like, national place of pilgrimage, whereas in Spain it was Compostela, and in France it was Tours, and Canterbury in England, and so on. Ireland had Lough Derg. It was so important that it was the only place marked on a map of 1492, to give you an idea just of how important Lough Derg was in the history of our country. So Lough Derg has a significant part in Irish church history, Irish Christian history from the very beginning.
Bishop, at the present time, Lough Derg is a peaceful place of pilgrimage, but in the past it did experience some turbulent times. Would you like to say a little bit about that?
Certainly. Lough Derg has a very stormy history, I suppose, maybe consistent with the kind of weather conditions that you get there, and the fact that it's in a very rugged and barren part of the country. History reflects that whole thing. We're told that monks came there as early as the 6th century and to get away off the beaten track, to get away from, you know, normal people's doings and business and so on, and set up a monastery in a place called Saints Island, of which Station Island was an adjunct, if you like, where the pilgrimage takes place today. So that there was a monastery there, and that's important for the history, because later on, when times got bad, it was the monastery that was attacked, and if you like, the monastery came a cropper in the 17th century when the persecutions began. But even before that, the purgatory itself was closed down by Pope in 1497 because of abuses attached to it by presumably through the monastery, abuses of simony, you know, the taking money for overcharging pilgrims. That was the first, if you like, negative part of Lough Derg history. Then, of course, there was the whole vandalism of the Puritan period, the total destruction of the monuments and the icons, and everything about the island was ruthlessly destroyed. That happened in 1632, and that was followed then by a period of, if you like, penalisation, where pilgrims were penalised. They were breaking the law, literally, by going to Lough Derg, and then they were exploited by the landlord and by the boatmen and so on. And that business went on right through the 17th and 18th century. And eventually then, when people got more freedom and there was emancipation, things got much better, and the Diocese of Clogher took over the pilgrimage in 1780. But later on, the whole process of, if you like, the legal restrictions on the place continued right through the 19th century, when it came to buildings and so on the island. These were contested by the landlord, who objected to the diocese building on or slightly off the surface of the island. So it was only in the 20th century that, if you like, all this died down, and the pilgrimage got the full freedom to do to do its business.
Looking at the present day situation again, what is offered by the Lough Derg pilgrimage?
Well, what I've said already about, you know, the history of Lough Derg, another way of putting that would be that Lough Derg today is, it reflects the whole biblical image of desert. In other words, of going into a quiet place, something like what John the Baptist did in the time of our Lord, where people followed John into the wilderness, into a place where they could be away from normal living, and where they could more or less, I suppose, make their peace with life and with the Lord and so on. That's a consistent theme that runs through Lough Derg and that ties it securely into Christian living and into the Bible in particular. Then there's the other business of purgatory. People often wonder, you know, the place being called purgatory, is that not an outdated concept? Which, of course, it is. People don't talk nowadays about, they don't use the word purgatory. But when you think about it, what purgatory is, we would use the word reconciliation today. We would use the word, you know, trying to restore harmony with the world and with oneself and ultimately with the Creator. So that this task of reconciliation, that's absolutely central to Lough Derg. And if I may say so, these days, and rightly, there's an attention given to the community dimension of this, without ignoring the individual reconciliation, that there is the idea that it's the community that needs reconciliation. I suppose this came home to us all very, very forcibly in the recent past in Northern Ireland with the conflict there. And remembering that Lough Derg is situated right on the border between Donegal and Fermanagh, it's ideally placed and has in fact been a place where people have made their peace and done so consistently over the last 30 or so years.
Bishop, personally and spiritually, what is offered by the Lough Derg experience? And maybe you'd like to say a word or two about why Lough Derg has such an appeal for people of all ages.
Well, I've already touched on that, I think, by saying that, you know, it's so central to the need that we all have as human beings, you know, in our fragmented condition, to make, you know, to look for harmony in our lives, to look for peace in those areas where there's trouble, where there's difficulty, where there's conflict, and to find a place where this process can be given attention. And by getting away from it all, even getting away from mobile phones and from getting away from even the noise of traffic and so on, and getting into a peaceful environment, and also having the support of other people exactly in the same condition as ourselves, all doing the same thing, all following a program which is intensive, but it's very tangible and very definitive. And that's one of the things people like about Lough Derg. They know exactly what they have to do, what's expected of them. The simple rule about fasting, about the keeping awake, the vigil, which, of course, is so difficult, and where, I suppose, the weakness of human nature shows up most, certainly speaking for myself, that's by far the most difficult exercise, this thing of keeping awake consistently for 24 hours. And finally, then, the bare feet and the fact that we share all that together. Everybody's exactly on the same level. You know, there's no difference at all between people, between their age groups or between the gender of people or the profession of people or anything like that. We're all exactly the same on Lough Derg, and that, I think, gives people a great sense of solidarity and a great sense of understanding and even of good humour and so on, people, and helping each other. And even people who can depreciate the efforts that possibly people with not the same strength or health that other people have, the efforts they make, all of that does help enormously to give people the kind of reassurance, you know, that God is good and that there is something worthwhile here. And of course, then there's an enormous sense of satisfaction when it's over. And it's not just relief. It's not just the kind of relief that one senses when you get out of prison or something like that. There's that element to it. But there's also, I think, this sense that that this place has been a kind of a tonic for people. That it's, somebody has used the word detox. You know, I mean, I think we all know what that means. But it does. Physically and mentally and spiritually and psychologically, every way you can think of. Holistically, I suppose, there is this sense of achievement, a sense of having done something worthwhile, a great sense of uplift and of almost a purgation of oneself. You know, you've purged yourself. It may be just your physical appetites or something like that, but it does certainly clear one's head in a big way.
You were listening there to Bishop Joseph Duffy of the Irish Diocese of Clogher, in whose diocese the pilgrimage site of Lough Derg lies.